Hey, welcome back. And I managed to corner Jason Zander, just coming off the stage after that big keynote you just did.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming by to answer a couple of questions that we had come through on the hashtag AzureCon here at the Azure Conference at the Channel 9 desk. I watched your rehearsal last night. I watched the live feed today. And there's just so much stuff.
Yes.
that you had to fit inside that one small kind of time period.
Yes.
What was something that probably stuck out the most for you out of that particular section?
Well, as you say, man, we had a lot of stuff to announce today. So, but that's always kind of fun when you have a bunch of new things that are coming through. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of a infrastructure geek. Really excited about the GPU stuff that we've got coming out.
That's the new N series, right?
Yeah, that's a new N series. You know, really high end. We've been had that in preview for a while. Have a lot of customers that have been trying it out with us, kind of in private preview. Mm-hmm. So really looking forward to that thing coming through because there's some really amazing workloads. I mean, you saw the video from Jensen, who's the CEO of NVIDIA, and the cool applications and the scenarios that they're enabled. So that one's really cool. Of course, I spent like 15 years in dev. So Dev Test Labs, you know, I got to have a shout out anytime I see Visual Studio or the dev products in there and that kind of stuff. But yeah, that was one of the challenges, actually. There's, you know, to me, a lot of really cool stuff.
Now, we had another series of VMs that came out and that was also on the slides as well.
It was the DV2.
The DV2s?
Yeah, the DV2.
Tell me a little bit about those ones.
Yeah, so that one's going to give you about a 35% performance boost. That's running Intel's Haswell processors. So primarily also with the SSD, so you get, you know, really good local cache and that kind of thing. But also with the next generation processor, so it's going to run a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. So I think that combination of, you know, the A series, D, DV up to G, and now the new N series, so that, you know, kind of no matter which workloads you're interested in running, between that and premium storage, you know, I feel pretty good about that. You can pretty much run a ton of stuff now.
You've got a wide range of families for sure. And then, I mean, already the D series, original D series, was, you know, 50% faster than what the A series was, potentially
right,
based on what it was. So
yeah, that's absolutely right.
This is just the natural progression of bringing new stamps and new hardware to fruition through all of our data centers across the board.
Yeah, no, that's one of the advantages, of course, you get with a hyperscale public cloud, because we're constantly going to be goal seeking to the latest and greatest hardware and managing those scenarios. Now, of course, the truth is my utilization of the cloud, I have a lot of different things I'm doing, right? If I'm just doing some dev test, and I'm not testing for performance, but just functionality, I could probably use, you know, lighter weight. If I'm doing big, you know, kind of big compute jobs where all I really just need is a bunch of VMs within batch, that one works great too. All the way out to I have an OLTP workload. It's incredibly IOPS hungry, and I really need to have very low latency for that to work. You know, transaction processing, et cetera. I mean, yeah, you've got pretty much the whole gamut now.
Now, we had two questions come in around the security side of things. The first one was around how we're able to differentiate between the threat intelligence related data and regular user data with our analytics side of things.
Yeah, and the way to think about that is your data is your data, and so we have a whole bunch of mechanisms that are built in for that. We don't go into your data, inspect your data, or do anything like that.
Okay.
So that is completely safe. The threat analytics stuff has much more to do with the things we can see on the outside. The network in particular is a huge source of this. So some of the examples that we showed where somebody's just basically doing like a port scan, well, we can see the network traffic coming in without private users data. We know which IPs you're hitting. We know where they came from. That was one of the demos that we had in my section of the keynote. And so we can use that kind of data to determine what's going on, who the bad actors are, you know, and then how to mitigate against that.
The second one was actually from someone here, is Crypath, was the name of the Twitter handle that was there, specifically asking about what about policing and surveillance? Snowden revealed some major privacy issues with Skype and GCHQ and Prism, and how is Azure and Microsoft tackling this specifically?
Yeah, so I'd say, again, from a public cloud infrastructure, there's a few tools that we're giving you. In fact, I had one slide that kind of went over some of those capabilities. One of those is Key Vault, for example. And that's a case where you get to put your keys into the cloud. You get to manage them and where they live. You can encrypt your own data and make sure that it's there. So what actually goes up is encrypted with your keys. You don't even have to move your keys into Key Vault if you don't want. But if you do have them there, you can also revoke them to take them back.
And Key Vault is both software-based or even the HSM hardware-based.
HSM as well, right? Okay. So it's hardware-backed. And it's basically the same hardware technology that typically people would use to protect and encrypt in their own data centers. Mm-hmm. We've just made those available hyperscale around the world so you can use that level of functionality. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, and the last thing I would throw in here too is if you look at the compliance that we've done, you know, we do have safe harbor compliance certification, and we've got the the EU data movement and all the rest of that. So we have compliance that certifies that when you put your data in a particular region, it stays in that region. Microsoft does not move it out of that region. Mm-hmm. We keep it alone. And then even beyond that, as a user putting my data in, I have encryption and tools and those sort of things that I can actually do myself.
Mm-hmm. We had a new announcement for some data center regions that were coming out as well.
Yeah, India went live today. So, okay. I mean, we've been in preview for a while. We've actually had customers on it. In fact, one of the other things that we've done along the way, we do disaster recovery drills across new data centers as they come online. Mm-hmm. So we've actually been working very hard on the data centers for quite a while now. But the big news today is that we went to general availability, so GA. That means we've opened it up for everybody in India. If you have a business or a government or an agency there, you can jump right on board. But then also companies like ours, Microsoft, I can also use the India data center because I may have customers, I may have branch offices, that kind of thing as well. So that goes live and that brings us up to 24, which is pretty cool.
Okay. Any last closing thoughts specifically about things people should go out and try and take a look at with regards to these different announcements?
Yeah, I mean, like you saw today, I think there's something for everybody to love. So, if you're a developer, you saw a bunch around the DevTest Lab thing, I think is really cool.
Yep.
I talked to a lot of enterprises in particular about managing images and getting that stuff going. Going to be super fun. As an IT professional, I'm probably going to be very interested in how I actually manage the system, and especially some of the security stuff that we saw today. How do I make sure my environment is secure, et cetera? Man, there's just there's a lot of good stuff to go try. So, I'm looking forward to go play with it myself. I think it's, I always like to find time to try out new things. So
nice.
It should be fun.
Definitely. Now, I do have to ask you one last question. This is specifically around having Corey Sanders work for you.
Yes.
Does he really dress as good as he does on camera all the time, or has he come disheveled sometimes?
I think he felt uncomfortable with his shirt untucked today. he sets a great bar for the rest of us that I don't think we always we match up to, but he is one of the best dressed men that we have in our building, I'll tell you that.
Nice. Well, hey, Jason, thanks a lot for coming by. I really appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in for this particular live Q&A that we happen to have, and keep on watching all those AzureCon breakout videos. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.